This audio file is created by Panopreneur. You can get it at www.panopreneur.com. Christmas TECMER 29A. First posted December 29, 2009. Matthew to colon 13-15, 19-23. Escape into Egypt. Paraphrase. After the visit by the Magi, wise men, an angel of the Lord warned Joseph to flee to Egypt with Mary and the infant Jesus, because Herod the Great was about to order the male infants in the region under 2 years old to be killed, in an attempt to destroy the Messiah, Jesus, Matthew 2:16. Joseph left with Mary and the child, in the night, and went to Egypt, as the Lord had told him. They remained there until Herod died. The prophecy of Hosea 11:1, out of Egypt I have called my son, was thus fulfilled. When Herod had died, an angel of the Lord told Joseph in a dream that it was safe to return to Israel, because those who had tried to kill the child were dead. Joseph returned to Israel with Mary and Jesus, but when he heard that Herod Archelaus, son of Herod the Great, reigned in Judea, they returned and dwelt in Nazareth of Galilee, the northern province of Israel, separated from the southern province of Judah by Samaria. So another prophecy was fulfilled. Nazareth means shoot, or sprout, from which came Jesus, the righteous, shoot, and branch, from the stump of Jesse, Isaiah 11:1. Commentary: Nazareth was where Joseph and Mary were living when the angel announced Jesus' conception to Mary, Luke 1:26-38. Bethlehem, the city of David, was the birthplace prophesied by Scripture, and was fulfilled by the necessity of the Roman census, which required Joseph to return to the city of David, since Joseph was a descendant of David, Luke 2:1-7. Jesus was the promised Messiah, God's anointed Savior and eternal King. David was the great Shepherd King, and Jesus was the good Shepherd and eternal King, the Son of David, who inherited David's throne as God had promised, to Samuel 7:5-14, Psalm 89:20-29. God was able to fulfill his promise in every detail, and was able to protect Jesus until God's purpose was fulfilled. God's promise was fulfilled in God's perfect timing, in every detail, when all the events were aligned, the Roman census, crucifixion, which was the Roman form of execution, and the circumstances which led Joseph to return to Nazareth. God's will and purpose for creation has always been to establish an eternal kingdom of his people who willingly choose to trust and obey God. He has designed this creation with the possibility of sin, disobedience of God's word, so that we can have free choice whether or not to trust and obey God, but he has set a time limit on this creation and on our lifetimes. God's eternal Savior and King, the Messiah, Jesus Christ, is God's one and only provision for our forgiveness and salvation from eternal condemnation and destruction, Acts 4:12, John 14:6, see God's plan of salvation, sidebar, top right. Jesus Christ has been designed into the very structure of creation, John 1:1-5:14. God's will and purpose will be accomplished whether we cooperate with it or not. Herod the Great tried unsuccessfully to prevent Jesus from fulfilling God's purpose. The Jewish religious leaders tried unsuccessfully to prevent Jesus' fulfillment by having him crucified, but their rejection of Jesus actually fulfilled God's purpose. Judas rejected and betrayed Jesus, but only accomplished God's purpose, 1 Corinthians 2:6-8, Acts 13:27. But their rejection cost their eternal lives in the kingdom of God in heaven. God's will and purpose will be accomplished whether we cooperate with it or not, but our choice will have personal, eternal consequences. Mary and Joseph trusted and obeyed God's word, became part of the fulfillment of God's plan and received the blessing of its fulfillment. Are we willing to cooperate with God's plan, or do we expect God to cooperate with our plans and our agenda? Is Jesus your Lord? Are you Jesus' disciple? Are you trusting and obeying Jesus? Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed, Acts 19:2? Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands, Matthew 28:18-20? Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity? 1 John 5:11-13, Ephesians 1:13-14.